to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion. Simple things, bread and juice. Powerful things. Reminders of Jesus' body broken. His blood poured out on the cross to wash away our sins. To make us new. This, the cross, is the extent to which God went to open his arms to sinners like me, sinners like you, to invite us into relationship with him. This is what it cost. This is what it took. Not simply crucifixion. There were a lot of men crucified under Rome in the ancient world. But what happened in those 3 hours of darkness between God the Father and his only begotten, Jesus the God-man, when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? We can each answer that question. Because of me. Yeah. That's why. The Son was forsaken so that I could be accepted. The Son was rejected so that I could be welcomed. The relationship between the Father and the Son somehow was severed so that my relationship with the Father could be restored, reconciled. If you're a believer in Jesus, as we serve, you take bread and juice, reminders of what Jesus did for you, for me. Worship him. Reflect on his grace, his amazing patience and kindness towards sinners like us. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together and worship him. Jesus, we stand in your presence today, welcomed, accepted, reconciled, loved, your treasured possession, because all because of Jesus, what you did for us on the cross. We remember what it costs. We want to worship you. We want to say thank you. We want to run again today into your arms and rejoice in the salvation that you purchased for us. We have nothing to offer in return. We simply say thank you and receive a good gift from your gracious and merciful hand. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you.